Ants love cum, apparently, if Reddit's to be believed.
I'd have to do some experiments for that one.
But, yeah.
Yeah, what am I thinking? Shit, I don't.
Fucking A.
I'll tell you what, next time I see you guys, it's going to be in the Matrix. It's going to be in the fucking Matrix.
Fucking A, apparently.
Now you get to talk to Tim for a minute because I'm about to go.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, you know how awesome it's going to be when you finally get completely addicted to VR?
Yeah.
I'm going to come over to visit you and you're just going to be laying on a couch.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be 400 pounds covered in semen.
Oh, no, you're not. You're going to be super skinny.
Well, yeah.
Because you won't have been eating.
That's true.
And I'm just going to totally fucking teabag you.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you're right.
So many teabags. I'm going to teabag your knees. I'm going to teabag your toes. I'm going to teabag your teabag.
I'll be like 90 pounds covered in semen.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
If I come, I don't know.
No, from myself.
Before. Oh, from yourself. Yes. Exactly. I thought Jen might have cleaned you off. Yeah, she probably wouldn't.
I don't. Yeah.
After a time.
No, she's just going to be like, yeah, he's.
He's coming on himself.
Whatever. I don't know what he's doing. He's in the fucking Matrix.
Your fucking your underwear is going to just be crust. Nothing but crust. Yeah,
underwear, fuck.
Like a burnt peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
The bed sheets, God. I mean, it'd be horrible. It's going to be bad. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, they've been talking about this shit since the 60s. Science fiction authors have, at least.
That's what it felt like. I stepped into the future.
Yeah. Well, it's here. The future is now.
It really is.
No, I mean, I've been waiting for shit like this. I didn't think I'd see it in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, now that they've got this, I'm hoping we also get the hyperdrive or the star drive.
That
or
would be
the
nice.
Faster than light. Engine, whatever you want to fucking call it,
right?
The wormhole technology, whatever the fuck, because then humanity can realize its potential by spreading out,
right?
They'll have a better chance. But if we just stay here and lay fucked. As corpses in VR, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how it's gonna go.
Or like, well, it's like that.
I mean, it might.
You ever see that cartoon, Wall-E?
Oh yeah.
It's like that.
Well, I mean, sort of.
I mean, in a way.
I mean, while...
They were fat, though.
Oh, you know, you're right. I forgot about the end of that.
At the end of it, you know.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the little robot. But yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, because they were just on an ark ship.
Yep. Yeah. Just floating around.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. We need to circumvent having to get on an ark ship. If we want to get on an ark ship, fine. But we have to circumvent having to get on one. Like, the earth is done. Like, those are what those plots are all about.
Yeah.
And that's because you need, you know, conflict in a story.
Sure.
But humanity does not need, we need to actually go as far with these technologies as we can, because that's what's going to save us. They're tools, right? Just like anger or any emotion.
Do you think
just like a hammer?
That the VR takes over, like, say it gets to the point of, like, you know, because it'll get there at the rate they're going if it catches on, which I think it'll start to pretty soon. I mean, if I'm doing it, then it's probably going to be adopted by others, I would imagine.
Right, yeah.
So I'm not, like, super...
Well, probably by me, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm spreading the gospel. Anyway, if it gets to, like, say, holodeck proportions...
Right.
You think we're just fucked? I mean, in other words...
I don't think we're fucked. That's kind of what I'm talking about.
I mean, if they invent the holodeck before they invent the faster-than-light drive,
right?
Do they ever really get to the faster-than-light drive, or they just stick to the holodeck?
Well, there's nothing. There's nothing that says we can't work on the faster-than-light drive in the holodeck.
Yeah, but what's the point when you can just do and be with whoever you want all the time?
Because, number one, it is fantasy. And even if it's so real that it becomes reality,
it's pretty real.
That's fine. But there's more to the universe. Like, All right. No matter what you can think of, we can think of a lot.
Sure.
We think of robots and aliens and this and that. But personally, for me, I'd like to go out into the universe and see what's actually fucking there.
Sure.
And while I'm doing it, I'll use the VR for fun.
And you're part of the 15% of the population that may do that.
Exactly.
I think for a while it'll go that way. I think that it's just going to be an ebb and flow, just like now, how we're kind of sliding back into the dark ages in some respects, socially anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of ideas that we thought were fucking long dead have become in vogue again, like, you know, fascism. We thought we figured that out, but apparently not. Anyway, but I think it's temporary, though. I think it's generational. It's temporary. We do the fascism thing for a minute, then we're like, oh, fuck, all right.
It's cyclical.
Yeah. So I think...
Republican, Democrat.
I think at first...
Fascism, communism.
For a lot of people.
Monocracy.
I think at first the whole Matrix thing goes that way. Where, yeah, it'll be like 90% of people are like, oh, what? Fuck you. And they're just in the Matrix for maybe 50, 100 years, whatever. It'll be a long time. Well, but I think that it will, though, humanity will come out of it, like you say, because there are other things to explore. And
I think it depends on how we go into it. Because, like, okay, say in the movie The Matrix, we are forced into it by evil robot overlords. Because we fucked the robots over.
Yes.
It was our own fault.
Yes.
So, you know, people think that's fantasy thinking, but it's altogether possible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because that sounds just like what humanity might do.
Yeah.
That what we're capable of. But it depends on
look
how
what we do to humans.
Is it just an entertainment thing? Do we get sucked in that way and we just don't want to do anything else?
At first.
It's better than reality?
Well...
You know?
Yes, but also there's one of the top experiences on this thing is called, well, what the fuck is the stupid name of it? It's really a scary name. Mm. Job Simulator.
What?
Job Simulator. I'm like I don't need to simulate.
You do work.
How much does that cost?
No. $30.
Really?
You pay to work. Like any job?
No, I don't know. They probably got different jobs.
Yeah, what jobs do they get?
Better jobs than I got,
probably.
Do you
get paid for the jobs? Or
No. You just play.
You just play.
Pretend.
What jobs do you play?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to look more into it, honestly.
You don't.
Yeah, I will. Anyway.
No, that's important.
But on top of that, they also have one of their big things that it ships with, like for free, is this. I can't think of the name of it, but it's what it is virtual office space.
Okay.
In other words, like you... Or it's your house, but you can
in
make
a
it
virtual office.
Right, and you can.
I might like that. Actually.
And you can customize it with your own virtual.
Make
desk.
Your furniture and shit.
Yeah.
What's on your walls? What do you put
fucking
objects that are around you? You can fuck with computer
I
screen.
By myself and fucking
yeah.
But I mean, still contact the outside world through my email and my phone.
Which you will see on a screen in front of you.
Yeah, that sounds bitching.
It sounds scary to me.
Sounds bitching to me.
Yeah, and that's where we're going. And
Tim, we're gonna fight.
Right, we can. I don't want to, but we can.
I don't either, Tim's but sick. We're going to.
How about you do what you like to do, and I'll do
suck
what
dick.
I like to do, and we'll call the whole thing off.
So we're both just sucking each other's dicks.
Yeah,
let's suck each other's dicks.
Jeff also got something, an accoutrement that I did not receive, that he did not buy for me. I'm a little mad because it's a lot less than what he paid for the fucking VR thing.
Okay.
And this, gentlemen, is a fleshlight.
Oh,
he got himself
really?
A fleshlight, which is what... So here's really
so
how...
So now he's hooked up.
And oh, dude, he's hooked up.
He's got straight pussy.
He's going to quit his job. Yeah.
Did he get a...
I didn't know he had a job, but okay.
Yeah.
Did he get a certain general. One or just a basic...
I'm just going to assume he got the butthole. The male butthole.
Did he get like Alexis Texas butthole or something?
I'll ask him. Actually, I'm going to ask him that tonight when I go home. I don't know why I didn't think to ask him. Because I'll make a joke.
Celebrities
that he got a male
do that
butthole.
Shit, though.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Celebrity porn.
I think
shit,
he could even get Chasey Lane, dude. I think fleshlights go back that far.
Chasey Lane is about that big around. It's like one of those big ass flashlights.
I want Mary Cherry. I need it really she tight. Did.
Well, Peter North blew it out. Just saying. I don't know.
Peter North. Dude, we're really dating ourselves. I don't even know any new porn stars.
I don't Neither need do I. to. Porn is porn is porn.
Yeah, it
is. I like young girls.
I actually look at a lot of old shit.
Little hairy bush stuff.
Oh, like
no, like older people.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, you like the you're looking hey. At gray bush.
You get your flashlight, you get your VR of an old lady sitting on your face.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine. I need the buns. Dude. I need
it's
them.
So, yeah, it's so I'll realistic. Squat over you'll you. Be able to see her varicose veins.
I need the haptic feedback.
Yeah, man.
What's our brand name?
Harm Reduction.
There you go.
it's actually a pretty good name.
I think if I got a flashlight, though, that would really be the end.
Yeah, well,
and you wouldn't watch it.
He offered
like as often as he should
before all this, because that's where this shit.
You'll watch it every time you're about to use it, yes. But you didn't use it in like 4 days,
dude. I
there's maggots see, in that motherfucker.
This is probably why I shouldn't get a fleshlight.
Ooh, maggots in a fleshlight might be good.
Squirm around and shit.
Yeah.
Maggots.
Did you say maggots?
Yeah, dude. They'd squirm around.
I don't want maggots on my dick.
They would feel good.
No one does. But
I don't
know.
Put a gerbil in there then. I don't know.
And you kind of, and then you just dump it out and you feel
absolutely
it.
Not.
No. I'd be too lazy to even fucking empty it after.
What if
the
they
maggots?
Crawled in your pee hole?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You don't want that.
That's when you come and you
eject them out like Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah, and you pull them right out.
I don't know where this came from,
well, listen,
but I don't appreciate it.
And that's why, JR, I will not get a fleshlight because, but yeah, then
sounds
the next
possible.
Then the next time I wanted to use
you'd
the
you'd rinse
thing,
it out
I
and
would,
do it again.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
I might.
You just throw it away.
Just use you hot would. Water. You're fine.
You just fucking put the
sanitizer.
Mouth or the asshole over the faucet and run water through it. Does it go all the way through? I don't know.
I don't know. You've never fucked with one?
I think there's a bottom.
Have
I've
you
never
ever
had
one?
No. I have never had one, no.
I have to ask.
I made my own.
You have? Yeah, I make my own every couple days.
I didn't tell you guys that.
Yeah, like this. It's easy.
Yeah.
It was like a glove, some olive oil and a towel wrapped around it.
Genius. Yeah, that's all you need, really.
I heard people in prison do shit like that. So
them
or put it between the mattresses.
People do that stuff. I've never seen them do it. I don't think they generally advertise it.
Probably not.
But there's a lot of weird stuff.
You got to figure
out. Once they get out, they'll advertise it online.
When I was locked up. It was just you either jerked off on the toilet, like at 3 a.m,
right?
Or you kind of did a faux pas and jerked off when you took a shower. But people get pushed around for that sort of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
For
you don't want to step
for
on
jerking off in the shower.
Shower.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I would do a silent one after dark.
Well, yeah, but the showers there's no curtains.
You can
I would just
see
so
somebody.
You're just you're
I
open to the
my
world.
Own cum.
So people are. Walking by and you're on the thing on the wall at the back of the wall, just jerking. They know what you're doing, and you might get in a fight.
That's some exhibition
that's some exhibition.
You'd think people would just leave each other alone and let them jerk off. But the only time I jerked off was like I said, like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. when everyone else was asleep. You go sit on the toilet like you're taking a shit.
Yeah, inside of your cell.
Oh well, I wasn't. I wasn't always in a cell.
Well, you were in a dorm.
I wasn't. Yeah, I was in a dorm.
Okay, so then,
because I was never in prison. I was just in jail.
Right.
Jail downtown and jail in Stryker down in Defiance.
What's up?
He'd go make some licks.
Oh, right. Yeah,
you remember the Great and Secret Show?
What's that?
The shaman guy. Did you read that?
Yeah, I read it. Yeah. Been a while.
What was his name? I'm blanking out. I'm drunk.
You're talking about the thing? No,
the guy in the tent in Trinity. Clive Barker, great.
I know the book. I just been a while since I've read it.
He jacked off. He pretty much came on his turds, and he turned into the
fucking
those worms that would come after people and shit.
That's Jesus.
He created a.
It was magic.
Wow, yeah, it was mad. That's how you did magic. Really?
I would have broke.
It's a real thing. It's a real spell.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, yeah, maybe.
What the fuck was his name?
I don't know. Turd.
Blow.
That was his name.
You remember anyone's name from it?
Yeah, the Detective Harry.
Harry Pooter.
Harry Balls.
Demore.
That's right. More. Yeah. Morty's nuts.
Was that a Magica? No, that was a great singer show.
Yeah. And Everville.
What the fuck was his name?
I tried to cheer my wife up earlier.
Me too, but she wasn't having
it. This was my joke. This was my attempt.
Okay.
So I say to her, if my last name was Straddler, I would name my firstborn son Richard.
Okay.
She did not find it funny.
Well, I mean, it's not that funny.
Dick Straddler?
I know.
That's not funny.
I like your shit better, Tom.
I don't know.
I mean, it was a lame joke. That's.
I mean, I get. Yeah. I mean, Dad it's funny because thing, it's not funny. That's.
It's not funny. But the fact that it's that not funny, funny is what's funny.
I agree, but it's not. But it's it's clever in a not funny way.
Well, it's kind of
okay.
You have to understand the history of it because she and I have talked about this before about silly names.
And she likes straddling dicks.
She does love straddling dicks.
All right.
Because when we dated the first time, when she was 15, I was 16.
Yeah.
We used to play that game.
You knew her
the first. Yeah, I.
What?
Aaron and I dated for like a year when we were in high school. You don't know that story? Oh, I thought I told you that story.
Before Barry.
We talked about this, I swear.
Before Barry, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, Aaron and I have been friends since 1993. Yeah,
oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
But anyway, I'll tell you that, and I'll tell you this first. But the most perfect name that I've ever thought of for a child is my last name is O'Shea. And I would name him Richard. Figure it out.
We already talked about this one, too.
We have. I know you and I have.
Wait. You would name your kid Richard?
Richard O'Shea. Think about
Dick,
it.
Dicko. Dick. Richard. Richo. Rich O'Shea.
Rick O'Shea.
Rick O'Shea. We've talked about that. I like it. That's clever. I like it.
Yeah.
Dick Straddler.
Dick Straddler.
Dude, that sounds like your porn name.
Maybe. I don't know. That was my attempt your to gay porn my wife name. Up today, though.
You should have told her Turd Ferguson. It's funny.
Okay.
Did we even mention Norm?
Fucking Norm. Oh, we haven't even talked about Saget.
Or any of them.
Jesus.
Yeah, well, how'd he die?
Hit his head. No, Saget hit his fucking head.
On what?
We don't know.
His toilet. And now he's going to invent the fucking flux capacitor.
No. Yeah. Sadly.
I heard it was in a hotel bathroom, actually.
Yeah.
Well, no, Doc Brown hit his head at his home.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
But Bob Saget is not Doc Brown.
No, he's not, but he's going to develop a
blood. And we're in a different timeline, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're talking multiverse now. All right.
Maybe he just went to the future. And,
actually, Bob Saget would have made a good Doc Brown.
Yeah, not bad.
Like, say, if Christopher hadn't have ever been born next up.
Dude, I want to see Christopher Walken as Doc Brown.
He would have made a good one, too, yeah.
Marty, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Trying to do a Walken is really... You can pretty much tell if somebody's good at impressions probably that way. By if let me see your walking.
Wait.
Dude, I think in my D&D notes for DM,
yeah,
voices, I think Christopher Walken is in the top three.
Oh, so you must feel strongly.
Yeah, just
so Christopher have Walken, someone talk. And then I'd say next would be that black guy.
Eddie Murphy.
Murphy. No, fucking.
Hit with the BR set.
He's played a present. He's got the marks on his face.
Oh, Freeman? Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman. Second best voice.
Okay.
And then maybe that other black
Morgan
guy.
Morgan Freeman is in my Darth list.
Vader. Yeah. Who?
Darth Vader.
Oh, James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones,
I will do. Because I got the deep voice.
Yeah, you have
so
a
I
deep
can...
voice.
Yeah.
Well, you just got to be thinking the movie and be like, Luke, I am your father.
He should probably be first.
Yeah.
Then, easier. You know.
Christopher Walken, you just got to pretend drunk a little bit and then talk haltingly.
It almost sounds bad. It almost sounds like his voice is like a gummy worm.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
What?
I kind of like you.
See, I don't do a good one. You do a good one. So do you.
I enjoy your.
But when I heard about Bob Saget, and well, not I knew he died, but when I heard how he died last week when I was at work,
TMZ
so he just
broke.
Hit his head. Like it wasn't in a car accident, nothing like that. He just like
it happens.
Not a fucking doing a bump off a fucking hugger's butt or something.
No, nothing like that. So apparently, it happens a lot. Anyway, I was like, well, he hit his head and he went to sleep and he never woke up. He had a brain bleed.
See, they always say, you have a concussion,
right.
Don't go to sleep.
But it happened. But when
that's
we think,
wrong, though.
It's actually not.
Well, apparently not.
No. I think it took him several days to die, but
no,
if you get
it
a
didn't.
Concussion, all your brain needs is rest.
Yeah, well, he's going to rest for a really long time.
Forever.
So I researched it after I read about it because I wanted to, when I say research, I just went to like a Reddit thread where a bunch of people were telling anecdotal stories, but that's research. But apparently it happens a lot. Like everybody had a story like, oh yeah, that happened in my fucking father-in-law, blah, blah, blah. And it's not like they hit their head so fucking hard that they're like,
no, they just
oh my God,
internal brain bleeding.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he had a fractured skull on both hemispheres.
Oh,
so
like
and
the,
caused
here,
bleeding
here?
Across both sides of his brain.
Okay, see.
I don't know. I'm finished reading.
So he smoked his head, and then he was like, "Ouch!" And he went to bed.
Yeah, they're not. So well, they're not saying any of that. They're just talking in medical jargon.
Oh,
struck in the posterior aspect of his.
Oh, back then.
I don't know. Back so front. I'm gonna see if they actually give me any real information.
Yeah. He might have just fell in the shower, basically.
That's what I thought at first, but they said he hit his head on something.
Oh, okay. Maybe the toilet.
But it could have been in the shower.
His family said this week that the authorities determined that he hit his head, thought nothing of it, and went to sleep.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And again, there were so many people with stories that were just like that. And these stories, it's not like these people hit their head and they go, oh my God, I might die. Just like, that sucked. I hit my fucking head.
Right.
All right, I'm going to go to sleep, watch some Golden Girls. Whatever.
That's actually what the rest of the article I'm reading.
Yeah.
Has he watched Golden Girls?
Wow.
Golden Girls isn't mentioned, but.
Ah, damn. Wow.
It says, it's like cracking an egg.
Yeah.
Said Dr. Jeffrey.
It just bleeds out. Oh my gosh.
Into
your skin.
Physician and concussion expert at the University of Rochester
concussion
Medical Center. You hit it in one spot and it can crack from back to front.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, it's very fragile. Thanks, God.
Yeah, really. Well, speaking of God, so. The main takeaway that my first thought when I read this and understood what happened as far as what they wrote was like, it would have been better for me had he done blow off a hooker's fucking,
Atreides
dick. Well,
yeah, it would be funnier.
Not even that. I would just be like, all right, yeah, okay, cool. I can live with that.
Understood.
Fucking lived a hard life, took that road. Cool.
Hard knock life.
But something that it's fucking innocuous.
What if it was Elizabeth Olsen's?
No. It was just dumb. It was a dumb way to die. And it
that
just,
is a dumb way to die.
It's just kind of
you're
like,
old kind of and you could die.
But yes.
So you go up to heaven and you talk to your peers. They say, why are you here? Well, I bumped my head and they say, I was there during the Black Plague. I got shot with a cannonball. You're a pussy, Bob Saget. You just bit it by hitting your head.
See, my first thought was like, wow, how much more do we really, do we need any more examples of the universe being a just neutral, bastard, fucking uncaring, unfeeling void than that Bob Saget story? That's right. All you need to really, like, yeah, Bob Saget hit his head and then he died. Like, whoa. Oh, yeah, that's right. Nothing means anything, and it's all chaos. Okay,
it's
forgot.
The journey, not the destination.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, it's just like, it just hit me. I don't know why it hit me like that, because it's not like I have never thought of that before or felt that way, but I haven't for a while, probably.
Right.
And it kind of brought it home, like, hey, shithead, remember? Nothing means anything, and it's all.
But then they bring
about it, though. You can do anything.
Yeah, well.
But then they bring Boba Fett can do fucking riding a Rancor 2 weeks later and shit. And it's like, life is worth living.
It is.
Yeah. And
hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah!
You know what? You're probably right. It probably went in that order, too. Like, I had that thought, and I felt completely empty and hopeless.
Yeah.
And then I saw Boba Fett riding the Rancor, and I was like, yeah! I'm alive! Hey, Jeff, what's that? Oh, VR?
Yeah. Let's jack off together.
Yeah. Let's fucking kill some virtual bums.
Oh,
fucking,
if we all get that device... Can you link
fuck
them?
Fuck no, dude.
Can we link them so we can all jerk off together and still not be gay?
No?
Probably. I'll let you know. I'll let you know. Probably, though.
Probably. I mean, if the technology is that advanced.
I mean, I'm sure there's a multiplayer sex game.
Dude, right? You can squeeze
all right,
my
we don't
ass
have to
right
jerk
now.
Off together. We can just fuck. We can do a six-some. You know, we can fuck whoever we want.
We'll have
we
some
have
robots.
Fuck each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if you could. Make
Tim wants to fuck both of our wives. I talk about it all the time, but he's
for
real.
I do not
want to
fuck both your wives.
Why?
I would never do
he
that.
He couldn't.
I've learned my lesson.
He's learned his lesson, motherfucker.
No, I have.
Oh.
Seriously.
I haven't. I'm gonna go fuck your wife right now, JR.
She does
good
have
luck with
that.
And she hates me.
I'm down.
Oh, she hates me, too.
I watch.
Or at least that's how I feel.
I know she hates me.
She doesn't hate you.
Well, she's, if anything, she's lukewarm.
She likes you when you're sober.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. See? She likes me 99% of the time.
See, I didn't want to fuck your wife before, but now I really,
she's
really
banging,
do.
She's banging, dude. Like...
You want it.
Yeah.
Unless you asked me to or something.
Even if I was asked, I wouldn't do it because I would feel
either,
feel like, okay, you feel like this now, but
yeah.
It wouldn't be up to me, it'd be up to her.
Well, of course.
Because I've had
but
that,
I wouldn't.
I've
if
had
she
that.
Wanted to, I would just sit there laughing and be like,
I just
how
wouldn't.
That feel? I was like, yeah. Is that when you're done I'd be
he just, says that, but he would go. He would be in a homicidal rage.
Probably.
You know? No, Tom, I am not like that.
You are like that. No, you would be.
It depends on the person.
There would be some resentment.
There would, yeah.
Possibly homicidal.
If you're forcing yourself onto my person,
no.
Then I would be like. In a homicidal rage.
You,
but
you are a
she's okay with it?
Even if she wanted it, even if she demanded it,
yes.
I still wouldn't do it because I have respect for it.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm
and
sorry. If Aaron wanted it,
friend,
I'd fucking give it to
and
her.
And throughout my life, I haven't appreciated my friends much as I should have, and I made fucked up mistakes.
As
I won't
we
repeat
all.
Them.
Yes. But I will say this. You are a competitive person by nature.
I really am. Highly, I realize this.
Highly competitive. Highly.
I realize this, like, recently.
That will prevent you from, like, whatever you're trying to come across. No,
he's just going to get fucked better after he's done with whatever he's doing.
Well, we never have to worry about it. See? It ain't never going to happen.
But it's not going to send me into a homicidal rage.
Okay. All right, maybe homicidal rage was a bit far. You would definitely have some snarky comments.
Yeah, I would crack on his dick in his fucking style constantly.
You would laugh. You'd laugh. I could see you laughing.
And then I'd bang her out in front of him and make it, like, he would hear sounds that he didn't hear while he was fucking her.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, I just realized this. Like,
he's proving it.
Yeah.
Remember those... times tables.
Yes.
Okay, tests where you had 100 times tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had like 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
Multiplication tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Like I always wanted to be the first one.
Like I'm done. Yeah. I'm done.
First one up to the desk. Like I'm out of class.
Right. Now, in this sex example, you wanted the opposite of that, though. You don't want to be the first one done.
No. Well, right. First one and best one done.
Situation.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, unless, of course, you got a taste.
All of them are correct. I was talking to Emily about this. Like, I'm not a competitive person.
Oh, God. She laugh at you?
She probably
kind of, but like,
shrugged and walked away.
And then he struck her full open hand.
I told you.
I thought about maybe getting a bunch of styrofoam and duct tape and just like wrapping around my hand so I can smack my wife without hurting her. She deserves a smack sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
She's just insufferable.
Yes.
I love her so much. She's one of the greatest persons I could ever imagine. But sometimes she needs to get a smack.
Oh, dude, everybody.
No smacks.
Everybody
so, like, styrofoam and duct tape? Or, like, because I couldn't use a boxing glove. That would still be assault.
Well, I think styrofoam and duct tape.
Oh, maybe I should get a big Nerf ball.
Or a
and
bat.
Cut a hole in
get
it
a
and
bat.
Put it on my.
Oh, you want to smack though?
I got.
Get one of those big foam.
Does she love
hands.
You?
They have it.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Like
yeah,
she loves
me.
So.
Yeah, like
I would
one.
Let her smack me too. You know what she bought me last month?
Hit yourself and see if you feel the same way.
I feel the same way. I've hit myself so many times. You. I went to the doctor about 3 months ago, and she said, "What are the bruises on your stomach?" I had to, I just was
honest.
And I said, I punched myself the other night because I was drunk.
Right.
And I punched my stomach.
She's like, oh, okay.
All over.
You could do that Fight Club thing where you beat yourself up.
I have done that.
Nice.
I've not to that extreme.
Right.
Yeah. I have punched myself in the eye several times.
I hit trees. That was my thing.
Oh, yeah. I made you hit me. I made Crabtree.
White people.
Crabtree tried to kill me with a phone
cord.
No,
fuck you. He fucking said earlier before we were recording.
I don't punch it.
You have people punch you.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
White people is punching drywall in trees.
Oh. Yeah, that's
true. Oh, well, no. I've got.
I want
to
get hit.
Attack me.
Yeah.
To make yourself feel better.
Yes, I went so far one time. I got drunk with Andy Dyko, and we went to a bar, and there was a guy with a tattoo on his neck. Now, that sounds like the guy to start insulting, right? The guy with the tattoo on his neck?
Well, that's what
I started insulting his neck tattoo. Like, hey, that's a great neck tattoo. Good job, bro. And so we ended up fighting until Andy broke us up. And when the guy was choking me, you know, like, I brought so much pain upon myself.
How hard were
over
you?
The years? Like, yeah, it's kind of, it's probably like cutting.
Yeah.
I've never cut myself.
I did a lot.
But,
yeah. What's up, Mr. Worldwide?
Pointing,
oh, no.
You were showing the cuts.
I have,
oh, you were showing the
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it's fucked up what you're willing to do to yourself just to feel.
Yeah.
I've started a bar brawl before, dude.
Right.
Where someone was fucking with my mom, like this dude's sister, and I'm like, you gotta call your sister off of my mom. Mm. And he's like, fuck y'all, y'all. And I'm like, well, what's up?
Right.
And he hit me. I went to the floor and I popped right back up like, ha. And
yeah.
Joe Pitson was there.
Oh, like, nice.
And like the family was there. They just, it was crazy, dude. It was like.
I will say this. I won't say who because I get doxing thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I've seen members of your family and other close associates do some fucked up things.
Like me too.
I was at a party once and yeah, there were some people we know, like,
yeah,
fucked this dude. I mean, like, fucking put him in the hospital, took his fucking keys out of him, laughing, and just was like, fuck, motherfucker, but and fucking just threw him like,
right,
like 100 yards, like, not gonna find those.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in the blood.
I've seen some shit, dude. But,
it's in the blood.
But I am the one that will, like, I won't fight. I'll be like, hit me. Will that make you feel better?
You're like you're more like a rogue or a jester or like a.
Yeah, know, that's my character.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. You're not like the tough bruiser. You know, you're more like, oh.
And I think I could be,
just
but.
Just pop back up and, be, and just annoy somebody
yes,
to death.
Yes, annoy someone to death. I love that.
That works. You and
it's
I
horrible,
have
dude. It's a horrible way to live.
Yeah.
That's one. Well, it's actually one of my talents is being able to take a punch. Because like I've gotten laid out so many times, and but I pop right back up.
But there's so many times where.
Let's do this shit.
Right. See.
There's so many times where people are ready to knock you out, and I just talk, and they're like,
right.
Oh, okay. I get you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've been held up against the wall by my shirt and shit. Yeah. I think we've mentioned
you're
that.
You're that dude. You are. I'm the same way, though. I've talked,
and I'll be,
I've talked
and
myself
be like,
out
oh,
of some situations.
Cool, blah, blah, blah. Like,
well, that's true. I mean, I think all three of us have that in common.
Yeah. Silver tongue.
We all have, yeah, silver tongue to a certain extent. Blah, 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 blah. I've, yeah, you both did it. But yeah, no, I mean, that's how I've survived most of my life. It hasn't been through my physicality. It's been through my fucking brains.
We can tell that.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Well, I mean, we could say that. We could say the same thing for all three of us. Let's face
it. Oh, no.
I'm bigger than both of you.
Say
I'm confident I could take either one of you, not both.
I'm fucking both of them at the same time.
I would fold you like laundry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh,
I got fucking at least 30 pounds on both of you.
Yep. He's feisty. Tim's feisty.
Not that I ever would.
No. But I will say that.
I just got to survive 3 minutes and then he's winded.
You almost made me spit my drink out.
You know what's
kind of. You're right. Probably more like 30 seconds.
You know what's puzzling, given the fact that I do believe that?
I was sober once.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And actually, I'm bigger than I was. I'm 175 pounds now.
Yeah.
And I'm quick.
I just got weighed in at 215.
Oh, gosh.
I will never quit. So.
That's mostly fat.
I want to fight you guys now.
You're saying.
Let's
go. Jeez. No, when we were younger, we had our band, and we didn't know what we were going to name the band. And so to name the band, we drew like a circle in the dirt, essentially.
Yes, yes we
out
did.
In,
out back behind Dave, the greenhouse.
Yeah, Dave Sells Greenhouse. Or, well, no, not Dave, but his dad.
His God. Dean Sells.
Dean,
yeah,
right. Anyway, and so the last man in the circle got to name the band. My strategy was to immediately drop to a prone position. I dropped completely prone to because that way
that was a good
I can't
strategy.
Be pushed out. I figured, you know, just make myself.
Because it was just a general, you know, in the circle.
And everyone else
in the circle
each
got
other,
to name the band.
And you're just like.
Yes. That
the
was.
Ground also.
Yes. That was my thought, but it backfired because they all just looked at me, laughed. Like then each of them, they grabbed one of my appendages,
oh, hell no,
and they three of them tossed me out. Immediately.
You dropped too soon.
Yeah.
You should have let us attack each other.
I know. I it was a miscalculation on my part. I should have. I should have been more cagey, but
I would have thought, though, too.
Yeah. Because I knew, like, I wasn't going to brute force my way out of this one.
Right.
I mean, Tim.
See, I feel like I'm going to get my ass kicked in any situation.
Yeah.
But I will fucking fight.
Oh, I'll fight,
well,
but I'll lose.
Do you remember what happened?
I don't see how you didn't win because.
I did win, but I didn't win. Oh. Because what was our lead singer's name?
Scott.
Scott. Scott was in the circle too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I thought Scott or Dave was going to toss me. They were both much bigger than me.
Well, Dave.
They were both much taller than me.
Yeah. Reach. Yeah.
Scott got tossed out.
You were
Crabtree. I threw Crabtree out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then Dave and I were the last one standing.
Right.
And we both wanted the same name. Oh. So we just looked.
I want to know all the names.
Damn, I don't remember what
ours was. Eddie Dean.
Yeah.
No, I know that, but what was the other
name? I don't remember what the other names
were. Crabtree Play had some stupid fucking name.
Right. What was yours?
Oh, I know what he wanted. He wanted Blue Baby Melman.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
Did he make it? He didn't make nothing.
No, he ended up.
Did he record that?
Yeah. When he was out in Seattle. Yeah.
He did?
Under that name, though?
No. Out there, it was just him and a chick who played the drums, a la the White Stripes, which also was in vogue at that time.
Right.
And anyway, but no, it was with the. Whatchamacallit?
I want to know who this.
Oh, Demon Hellride.
Oh, he. Yeah, I remember when he did that. That was when I was still talking to him like 6 years ago.
Oh, it was longer than that.
It wasn't, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 2000.
That was when he was like the first couple years he was out there.
Correct. Yep.
Right. I don't even remember.
Yeah. It was very. It was good for what
it
was.
I remember that. And the fucked up thing is, like, that's something that he and I came up together.
Oh, the name?
Yeah, the name Demon Hellride.
Oh, okay.
Because I said one time, driving with you is always a Demon Hellride.
Yeah. Well,
do you remember how many times he crashed his car?
Oh, he thought it was hilarious.
It was, but it was also scary.
Yeah, oh, trust me.
You never knew what you were going to get.
And he would be so relaxed while he was doing it.
Yeah.
You know, just.
Most of the time, I totally trusted him until he got that look in his eyes. And then it was just swerving and bobbing and weaving. And, oh, my God, are we going to get pulled over? It's like one night when we were going back from what's that bar on the Irish bar over there in the North End?
Oh, not anymore.
Mickey Finn's.
Mickey Finn's. They closed.
We were going in the middle of the winter, and we had just had a big storm, so it was a huge blizzard.
Yeah.
But we drank it out.
Sure.
You know, we drank out. We were there for like six hours.
Yeah.
Had to. The fucking plows.
You remember when? Yeah. You remember when he had that red Miata? That fast little sports car no one like Matt should ever drive.
Oh, that was horrible. He used to bounce off of shit in that thing.
This was the night.
Oh, okay.
He literally hit seven cars. I counted. We were going down those fucking snowy roads.
When did he start counting, like after bend. Three?
I started counting at one because it was like, fuck! Like, bam, 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 bam. Just swerving back and forth. And I was what are you doing? And he was just laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Just laughing. Yeah. And we ended up back at home, and I slept on the couch, and everything was okay.
Yep. No problem.
He's white, and he can afford to live in Oregon.
Right? Well, he lived downtown at this point.
Yeah, it was downtown. Oh, well, he's from
the Commodore.
That's even more.
The Commodore.
Yeah, the penthouse suite at the Commodore.
Well, no.
Oh, no, that was before.
We had the penthouse suite at the other apartment.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With the spiral staircase.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Oregon's not good enough.
I know, right?
Is that the one that had the hot tub?
Yes. We had three bathrooms in that motherfucker.
Yeah. He's nondescript.
Yeah, well, no,
he's a white guy, dude.
Okay, he's a white guy.
He lives in Oregon. He's got a, like, He's in the house.
I've met him and talked to him and interacted with him a lot over the last 2 months, two times. Think of what his face looks like.
That's all right.
It bothers me a little.
Maybe you're like Brad Pitt and you have that, Wackanasia thingy, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, he looks like some Russian guy that he's like falls in front of a car to get a scam from a Russian.
What?
Like, okay. Camera.
I'll take, I mean, yeah.
I don't know what either of you are talking about. Wackanasia.
I don't know.
Or maybe he's Russian a driver. I don't know.
Suicide. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
I'll explain myself. Brad, well, there's a condition that people
he's
have.
He's Hungarian, dude. That's all you got to know.
He's Hungarian.
And he gets hit by a car. Yeah. Okay.
No.
He tries to scam that, or pretends he's choking in the restaurant.
Okay.
Maybe that.
He's not even
Brad
like
Pitt
that,
does
though.
This?
No. He's not like that at all, actually.
He's actually a beautiful person. He just looks like that person.
Yeah. No, you're right, actually.
So,
Brad Pitt has a condition that apparently it's rare, obviously, but it's a psychological condition where you can't see people's faces.
Oh, mm-hmm. I have heard of that. Yeah. I've never heard that Brad Pitt has that.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
It's a true thing.
It's a true thing. Yeah, man.
As far as Brad Pitt says.
And it's called Wackadasia?
I don't know what the... It's something...
You're making this up.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
I made the word up because I can't remember it.
Oh, okay.
You got to clear out duck penises before you...
Jesus. Field Day looking at his
fucking
search
history. He doesn't
fucking
trust us for anything.
What weird condition...
I know. He doubted you on the duck penises earlier. And then he doubted me on what? It was something else.
Pitt's account. Okay, it's called Propaginosa. Or more informally, face blindness.
Yeah.
Pitt's account of his struggle with disorder. So many people hate me because they think I'm disrespecting him, he says. I'm assuming he says something else later.
Seriously,
if you stumble upon Brad Pitt on the street and he does not recognize you, do not be alarmed. In a new interview with Esquire, Pitt reveals that he genuinely thinks he has a rare medical condition that prevents him from remembering people's faces.
Okay, he's probably got a tail.
A genius strategy to gently lower people's expectations about being recognized by the world's most famous actor.
Yeah, he could be Trixie.
The very real condition is called prosopagnosia, or more informally, face blindness.
Yep.
Pitt's account of his struggle with the disorder, per Esquire.
If I don't tell him
in 2006,
I might text him tonight. But if I don't,
they say it's a surprisingly common condition, and yet I've never met him.
He is my fucking boy, dude. Like,
yeah, in my boy.
When he said that. Like, he might be coming here to talk.
Yeah.
That's awesome to me. Like,
yeah. Well,
he's fucking amazing, dude.
I don't know if he'll take a busy Saturday night to come hang out with us.
Hey, I've got a great
joke.
That's
the thing, too. Like, he's always this little fucking social butterfly boy or whatever.
Yeah. Almost pathologically so.
Yes. He is weird, dude. I wouldn't be surprised if he killed people.
It's like Robin Hood.
Yeah, I doubt your money's gonna be used for good.
What else am I gonna do with my money, you asshole?
We'll see.
What do I do with my money now?
Whores.
No idea.
Hey,
VR porn.
And then we'll all make billions.
That's true.
Oh, you mean just watching
it?
I wouldn't do that. Like, if I got money and a cash infusion, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't get a VR device and jerk off?
No.
But it's only 300 out of a, say, 5,000 that you were saying.
Well, then, if I had enough money to do whatever my other plans were, then yeah, I would.
You could consider it a necessity because it will relax you enough to carry through with the other plans.
Then I'll do it if that's what you want.
You could become a therapist.
Any money I get, I'm going to use.
I believe that. I do believe that. I also believe that I want somebody else to be jerking off to this VR porn.
Well,
besides
I
me.
Want you too. I've already asked you like six times to bring it next
week. I will.
We're obviously not going to jerk off, but no. I'd like to experience it.
Wait, what do you mean? We're obviously well, you can. Not going to.
I'm not doing it.
Hey, listen.
I'm not jerking off here.
I'm going to.
Well, what? Do it.
You're going to have
I
to.
Thought
do
that was a plan.
No, there wasn't a fucking plan. I was just going to show
never
it.
A plan.
I mean, you can, I guess, if you're careful.
I thought we were all going to stroke each other. So it
I mean, we
like
can leave
else.
The room or we can stay in the room. I don't care. I'll
so Tom can my feel head. My knife calluses.
I don't know.
Oh, that might be kind of sexy.
No,
I don't know.
What calluses?
Actually, I had to give you my right hand.
You're
Tim gets my left with the calluses on.
Oh. Okay. Well, I don't know if I might want the calluses.
I'll hold your hand.
Actually, Tim gets my right, you'll get my mouth.
I don't know. I don't know how those calluses will feel on my uncircumcised giant dong that I apparently have now.
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to be blank later.
Oh, man.
I know.
I was just about to say, I want to see myself with a huge black cock.
Dude, you can do it.
I know.
So do it.
Yeah.
Finally. I've got...
No, gentlemen, I've only experienced 4 to 6 minutes or so of this realm.
Four to six minutes? Sounded like you spent more time.
That's all you guys said. That was 2 days.
You said 2 days.
Well, yeah, I mean with the porn.
4 to 6 minutes with the 2 days.
It's that quick?
2 to 3 minutes each day.
It was that good. I told when she fucking came up in my ear. I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
No,
I heard the story.
How that could.
All right. I'm just telling you. All right, kids.
All right.
I think that's going to do it for
y'all
this week.
Y'all are fucking crazy. Stop listening to us. Go listen to fucking good shit. But send me recipes or.
Butthole pictures.
Butthole pictures.
Bob Hope? No.
I want butthole pictures of Bob Hope. If anyone can come up with those, we will give you 1,000 minutes of VR time.
Listen, I want butthole. I want butthole
Betty
VR pictures.
Okay.
I think of that, bro. You're just laying back and she's fucking butthole.
Dude, if Betty White had a cock, I would let her fuck me.
No, I don't.
Oh, that would be another piece of merch too. Like if you wanted the face plant,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you get something probably looks like a half a torso.
Yeah,
you know, and you just put that right on your face. You know, it has all the smells.
Yeah,
you're licking it and you're seeing it. And oh man,
it can't be that difficult to produce something like that, right? I mean.
Eventually there'll be whole sex androids.
They make dolls, right?
Right, yeah, so, but they're not interactive.
No.
We're buying a 3D
I think before they do an
very soon.
Before they do an android, they're going to master this haptic shit with a VR.
Right, no, I think you're right. It's simpler, actually. It's a more
and plus
elegant.
They're halfway there, right?
Right.
And the,
they'll probably still do sex androids for people that don't want the VR.
Like, what's your theory?
I don't know if it's really a theory or whatever, but do you look around when you're outside? Do you look up
sometimes
the trees or the moon or
only when I'm squatting on the edge of a lake do I look up at the moon?
Seriously, do you like look around at your surroundings?
Sometimes it just depends if I'm busy, if I'm on a mission or what I'm doing. Yeah, why?
I think most people do, but
no. That's what my theory is. Most people don't.
Okay. Not at all.
That's why I was wondering if you didn't fall over during VR because you actually look up.
Oh.
Do you look up? Do you look
like disorientation?
Oh, yeah, no. I get that. It's sweet.
A lot of people I talk to.
Yeah.
Do not look up. They do not see what bird is making that noise. What, where that dripping's coming from, where do you do that stuff? Like, if you hear drip, drip.
Yeah. Sure. You got to smell the roses, brother.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, sometimes we get distracted and we don't take in everything. But yeah, for me, myself, I watch icicles drip. I see birds fly through the sky. I watch my cats all the time.
Yeah.
I have three cats now. I don't know if you knew
you
that.
Look up three? When you go outside,
we're watching two of them.
Do you see the moon,
brother?
Do you look at the?
Yeah. Oh God, I love that.
Do you look at the clouds? Do you like look at like trees and stuff?
Squatting?
Yeah. No, I actually part of why I love looking at clouds and the moon is the fact that I don't always look at them. So when I do look at them, they're fascinating.
I agree. That's what I'm afraid with this VR stuff is I'm going to burn out.
That's what I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I got that right from the beginning. That's what. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. No, I'm just saying there's so many people I talk to that don't look up at even trees that are like 8 foot high or something. Like all you got to do is like a 20 degree angle.
Yeah.
Look up, see what birds are there.
Yeah.
And people are bullshit, dude. They just want to see
their phone
shit on.
Right.
And then they're like, real world. Ah!
Oh, jeez. Yes.
No, I didn't fall down. I was fine.
No, I'm just wondering. I want to do research on this.
You should.
Yeah. Well,
if people who don't pay attention are the ones that fall over. Because it seems like...
Well, that's probably going to take at least 20, 30 years to figure out.
Yeah, and that's a complicated study.
Yeah.
But I've talked to a lot of people who don't look at anything, dude. They look at their feet and their phones.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And it's horrible.
I mean, they probably look at more than you think they do.
Right.
But they don't. Typically looking more and more at their feet.
I'm listening.
They more and more often do just look at their phones and their. I agree it's with horrible, that.
Dude. And in the future, we're going to have just. They'll get the big goggles will be gone. Right. It'll just be a tiny little set of goggles that's just as light
or
as.
Or just
a,
fucking.
While I ride my Vespa.
No, one of those things called contacts.
Oh, contact
lenses.
Yeah, that's true.
Or fake eyes or whatever.
Yeah. No, I think contacts.
Or just a basic interface in our brain where you don't have to actually
the way I think it's going to work in the shorter term than that is that all the processing power is going to be in your phone and it'll just be a pair of glasses.
Yeah, no, I see that. They tried that with, you remember Google Glass?
Yeah.
Failed.
It's coming back.
Because they didn't have the technology yet.
No.
That was 11, 12 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you're probably right. It probably will just be a little pair of goggles, and then it will progress to contact lenses, fake eyes, chips in your head. We're going to have all chips in our head or be cybernetic.
I just read an
article.
Within
the next 20, 30 years, for sure. There's not even any doubt in my mind.
Elon Musk is making this thing called Neuralink.
Yeah.
I just read an article that they're using monkeys to test it right now, and they're just like killing monkeys and maiming them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck.
Elon Musk honestly believes that we are in doomsday.
Oh, yeah.
So he's trying to find a solution for it. So, yeah, he's going to kill some monkeys.
You know, a couple monkeys got to die. They got to die for my fucking
girl. Fuck those monkeys. Yeah. Fuck people. As long as it's not children.
Right. Well,
I don't know. I don't know why. I still got a soft spot for children.
As long as it's consensual, fuck them.
Or
children can't consent.
If they're using harm reduction.
Right.
To
harm reduction.
All right, folks, that'll do it. Let's not get back into that.
All right. I got to go piss. I love you guys. Have a good day.
That has been another episode.